This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
He was just kind of the instructor for a long time.
I love the gym so much, I didn't want to complicate things. It was kind of secret, and it wasn't until I brought it up to kind of get a background on him where she told me the girl he was dating was also in the class. I'm very confused. Are you doing this with all of your clients?
I feel like we've had a lot of really heavy episodes, so this week I just want to talk about a situationship that went so wrong. I mean, this guy ends up going to the extremes to get his ex, Sneaky Link, out of his life. Hey, what's up? It's Abby for the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Hey, if you like following your podcast on social media, we're on Instagram at Breakup Breakdown Podcast. And if there's a story you want to tell, or if there's a couple that you've always wanted to know about their breakup, you can submit those breakup inquiries in the episode description. Just click on the submission form. And just a reminder, if there's a certain part of the interview that you would like to jump to, I always keep timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. This week, we're going to be diving into a love triangle that went down at somebody's gym between a personal trainer and two clients. But before we get into that, I wanted to let you know what domestic violence shelter we're raising awareness for this week. This week, we're supporting Family Rescue in Chicago, Illinois. They provide comprehensive support services and shelter to victims of domestic violence, particularly abused women and their children. As always, if you want to support what they're doing up in Chicago, you can check out all that information in the episode description if you want to donate your time, money, resources, or just give them a little extra love on their webpage. I was thinking about Chicago because selfishly, I'm going there in a couple of weeks and I'm planning a trip. And so if there's any listeners out in Chicago that have any recommendations, or if you just love the city of Chicago, please DM me. I'm in the middle of trying to figure out what I want to do there. But anyway, one more fun thing before we get into the actual submission. I've mentioned this on a couple of episodes, but we are planning a Breakup Breakdown brunch in Atlanta, Georgia. If you are interested in attending a live event or brunch of any kind, whether it be in Atlanta or another city, I'm linking an interest form in this episode description. There will be a little section if you don't live in Atlanta that's like, I'd love to come, but I don't live here. Just kind of lets me know like what cities and what other places we might want to do something like this. But right now we're planning a Breakup Breakdown brunch on June 10th in Atlanta. So if you're interested at all, even if you're not sure you can make it, just let me know. We're just trying to get like a rough number. Okay, so now we're going to get into this love triangle that went down at this gym. And so I got this submission about a personal trainer who was apparently getting on with two of his clients. How I found out about this was from a submission that was talking about how one of the clients and the personal trainer, like they were hooking up and it was, you know, like on the low, low, like nobody was really talking about it. But then word starts getting around like, wait a second, I think this guy is actually dating two of the girls in our class. And so all of a sudden, one of the girls starts showing up more, having all this PDA over this guy. And so it's sort of like, okay, well, maybe he ended up choosing one of them. You know what I mean? Like something went down. He was hooking up with two of them. And then all of a sudden, one of them is like staking her claim. And so the other client stops showing up. You know, those people you see around the gym all the time, stop showing up, period. And of course, like if you're going to see some guy that you used to hook up with somebody else, like that's not a fun thing to see. So it just makes you wonder, like, how did this even happen? Like, did they know that they were all in sort of like this ruffle situation? Is it an open relationship? Was he dating around casually? And then he just got more serious with one of the girls. You know what I mean? Like, what went down? I think it'd be really fun to break down more of a casual relationship. We've had a lot of really serious topics, but let's talk about just like the annoying crap about dating when we break down this week's breakup.
Okay, so I joined this gym because I really was just looking for something to do to lose weight and something that was fun and kind of unorthodox. So I started going to this gym and I got really into it. I was starting to go like 3-4 times a week. I met him because he was one of the instructors. He was just kind of the instructor for a long time. And then I didn't want to make any kind of moves or say anything to him because I specifically wanted to, I loved it so much. I loved the gym so much. I didn't want to complicate things. I didn't say anything. It was really him who kind of slid into my DMs and kind of liked my pictures and all that good stuff. That's kind of when we started talking, I guess, and kind of hooking up a little bit then too. And that lasted for like maybe 3-4 months. It was kind of secret. Like nobody in the class knew about it or anything like that. We were just very casual about it. And it wasn't until I kind of outsourced and asked other people, or one other person in particular, hey, do you know anything about him? What kind of his story? I've just been hanging out with him and I'm, you know, just trying to see who I'm around. And that's kind of when it blew up and didn't end so well.
Let's get into that. So you're hooking up with this guy. Everything's going great. Did you have any inkling at that point that maybe something might be up with him?
A little bit, just because when we talked via text, it was kind of sporadic. It was never a consistent thing. And I just kind of figured, oh, he's a personal trainer. So, you know, he's working late and he doesn't exactly have a whole lot of time in between and that kind of thing. So I just chalked it up to, oh, that's in his profession. I didn't really think it through, honestly.
You start to notice that things might be a little off. Things are casual between you two. At what point do you start to actually find out that something's going on in this situation?
It wasn't until I brought it up to a friend who I had made at the gym, and she was friends with the girl he was dating. The girl he was dating was also in the class, and it wasn't until I brought it up to her to kind of get a background on him where she told me, oh, not only are they sort of living together, but they've been like trying to be together since high school. This was like somebody who everybody knew they wanted to be together kind of thing. He was driving her car around. When she told me all of that, I kind of felt her discrepancy when she was like, oh, that's kind of my friend too. And I didn't want her to feel awkward about it. And so I told her, okay, you can say something to your friend because we're new friends. I understand that you guys have a relationship prior to this. So if you want to tell her, I'm not necessarily in love with this guy. So if you want to tell her, if you feel like there's loyalty there, then go ahead and you can say something to her. And then when she did say something to her, there was kind of this silence from him and from her for like the whole weekend. It wasn't until maybe like the next day that we heard anything. And it was because he called me and he said something about, oh, well, I think you misunderstood. This is really more so of a business relationship. It's more of a business relationship. And I think that's what we need to keep it as.
Are you guys just like hooking up over Microsoft Teams? Like what?
Right. Exactly. I was like, so the sex part is not, I didn't understand you. Are you doing this with all of your clients? I'm very confused. I kind of just took it as, all right, you clearly are more in a relationship with this girl, so I'm just going to stay out of it. But I did tell him, I was like, I'm not going to stop coming to the gym, just so you understand. I've made friends here. I'm really comfortable here. I really like the class. So just so you know, I'm not going to stop coming. And he never responded to that. But I did go the very next day. It was a class day, so I went the very next day. And it's funny because I feel like after this whole thing, which makes sense, she started coming more. I felt like she was only coming like once a week before. And then after that, it was like, oh, every day she was there. She wasn't gonna let me be there with him alone or anything like that. Not that I wanted to.
How often is this guy teaching classes? Is this a situation where you can avoid his classes, or was it like every time you went, he was the instructor?
Oh, every time. So there were only two instructors for this class. But if one was doing the instructing, the other one was like taking videos or like managing the accounts or like, so he was there all the time. So it really was not, I couldn't not see him. It was always going to be there.
And you didn't feel any type of way going with him as the instructor?
Oh, for sure. I definitely did. It was definitely awkward. But like I said, I had made so much progress with the class and I really enjoyed it that I was like, I can ignore this part. I can ignore this awkward situation that we're in. It did get more awkward because I feel like they didn't make it known to everybody until that too. So like they're like kissing and like, you know, she's basically staking her claim, which I don't blame her, but it was way more known after the fact.
She never came up and said anything to you. It was just very much like PDA all over the place.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
So going to this gym and it's super awkward and you're seeing them making out all over the place. What happens next? Like, do you just continue to go to this gym and have to suffer through this awkwardness?
Basically, yeah. When I think back on it, I'm surprised at myself that I kept going. But again, I just really liked it. So I just kept going. I just tried to ignore it. And of course, there were days that were harder than others. I kept going for like 8 months. 8 months I kept going. And at that point, I guess it was just too much, which I have my own speculation as to what happened in that time. But after 8 months, I get a call on a Saturday morning and it's like, hey, we need you to stop coming to the gym. And at that point, I'm like, okay, first, no. And second, what's your reasoning? Like, why? He never gave me an explanation as to why. He just kept saying something about, I really wish I could tell you, but I can't. It's not at liberty for me to say or something like that. And then when I said, no, I'm not going to stop coming to the gym, that's when he kind of was like, oh, well, we have the right to refuse services to people, to clients and that kind of thing. My best friend was a lawyer, so I feel like I could have fought it if he really wanted to go the legal route. But at that point, I was like, well, why do I want to keep going somewhere where other people don't want me? Because at first it was kind of like not said, but now it's like, hey, no, really, I don't want you to come here anymore. And so at that point, after I kind of accepted that, he was like, but we are willing to pay you for all the money that you've spent here at the gym. And I said, so I've been going here for a year. The membership is $80 a month. So you are willing to pay me $1,100 to stop coming to the gym. And he agreed. And I got my money in cash and I never went to the gym again.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, you said that you have your own ideas of what happened in that 8 months that made them not want you to come to the gym anymore. Mm-hmm. What are some of those theories?
I don't follow any of them on social media or anything like that. But from what I've heard, she was pregnant at the time. And I guess just the emotions or whatever is what caught. That's why I'm like, 8 months doesn't make sense. Like, I've been going regularly. Nothing has changed within that amount of time. And so what I'm thinking is she was pregnant and it just was too much to see me in class, because a couple months later she had the baby.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe again the hormones or something like that is what caused her to be like, no, you need to tell her that she can't come anymore.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Even getting the money was not a whole story in and of itself, but it was awkward because I had to get it from him after having this conversation with him over the phone. And so we met, and first of all, he's driving a U-Haul to meet me. I don't know. It just was all weird. I was just gonna hold my hand out of the window and literally just give it to me, and I was gonna leave, but he was like, can I sit in the car and talk with you? Yeah. And I was like, for what? Like, what more could you possibly have to tell me? Came and he sat and he started talking about, I just feel really bad. Like, I know that this is probably leaving a really bad taste in your mouth about who I am as a person. I'm like, yeah, duh. Like, of course.
Like, do you think, buddy?
And he just kept saying, you know, I really wish I could tell you what it is, but I'm not at liberty to say, which is also why I think it was because she was pregnant and maybe she was like, don't say anything, it's earlier, you know, something like that. At that point, he just apologized a lot. And then he left the cash in my car and left. And that was kind of the end of it. But I don't even know, in my head, I don't even know if she knew that he did that, because it was two different moods. Like, on the phone, he was very straight and cut forward and whatever. But in the car, it was like, you know, this is like, really, I'm sorry. This isn't what I usually do. I don't want you to think of me this way and that kind of stuff. So I just was done with that at that point.
What happened with your friendship with the girl that ended up telling her about your relationship with him?
And I always still feel bad about that a little bit, because so she and I are still pretty good friends, but her and the other girl that he was dating, they weren't friends anymore. Like, after that, it was kind of moot at that point, and she was just done with their relationship, and it was awkward for them from then on.
Why do you think it was awkward for them? Because she's kind of like a random in this situation. She's just the messenger.
Right. And I think the other girl just kind of took it to heart. And honestly, the girl, my friend in the class, was really the only friend I had in the class. So we hung out a lot. We went to brunch and stuff after class and everything. And so I think she saw it more of her taking my side versus it just being like, hey, we can all still be friends.
Did anything weird happen within the 8 months that maybe, like, do you think triggered her? Like, I don't know how hands-on they are at this gym. Like, is he coming up and like grabbing you? Is there any kind of interaction to where it would be a little weird for her to see you with him?
So, and it's funny because this is a smaller gym and you kind of thrive off of when the instructor calls you out and that kind of thing. It feels good. So leading up to this, like before all of this happened, he said my name quite often, you know, in class. And after this stuff happened, he never said my name again. I was invisible in this class. But within that 8-month time span, I felt like, I don't know, not that the situation was dissolving, but I felt like he wasn't saying my name, but it was just more so of like a dap me up kind of thing at the end of class. And I feel like she didn't like that it was getting more, we were both getting more quote unquote comfortable with it. So I think that may have led to her being like, no, this has to stop.
Do you know if they're still together?
So I don't. I'm assuming so because they have a kid together, but I don't know for sure. I haven't ever looked at their Instagrams or anything like that.
Well, also, I mean, they literally kicked you out of the gym where you saw both of them. I mean, so now you're just like hunting around for gyms to find the same type of workout.
Yeah. And that's, I think the hardest part about it is because I really like the gym. Like I said, it's not a typical gym, but also like I work with kids with autism, which is kind of, they get aggressive and, you know, you have pent up stuff. So I never really realized how much going to that gym really meant to me until afterwards, because it was my outlet. It was something I did after work to like release all of these emotions that I've had all day and that kind of thing. So I didn't realize how hard of a struggle it would be for me to try and find a new gym, but it has definitely been an experience to say the least.
Oh gosh, I know that really sucks. I feel like if I don't get a good workout in at least like a couple times a week, I literally want to jump out of my skin. And then to also, for it to not be your choice really sucks too. I feel like there's this big discussion around whether or not you should date people either at work or at your gym or anywhere where your routine is. How do you feel about that now? Like, would you ever date somebody who's at your gym or your office after this? Or do you think it can be done? It's just like, this was a crazy situation.
I think both things can be true. You can. I just, for me personally, I am kind of done with personal trainers in general. I just kind of think they are around other women quite often or any of that stuff. So personal trainers are kind of just a no for me. But maybe if like in my workspace or anything like that, I don't think I would completely write that off, especially because I think it can be done. I just think that this situation was different.
Have you had more bad situations with personal trainers? Is this like a secondary experience? Like, this is the only one we've talked about? Is there other personal trainers?
So this is the only one, but it's funny because I'm actually talking to somebody now who is a personal trainer. I know. But when he told me he was a personal trainer, I kind of had the same thought like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this. But he told me that in previous relationships, it's also been a huge thing for him to train other women. And so he kind of cut that out. So he only trains men and women who are married already. So out of like the 17 clients he has, he only trains 3 women and they're all married. Like, he trains their couples and that's it.
Has he had bad experiences with single women trying to hit on him?
I don't know. He never really explained that to me. He just said that in the past, it's always been an issue. So he kind of just cut that out and he just really mostly does men now, which I kind of like appreciate, honestly, because I mean, if it's not a problem for you to only train men, then I feel like you eliminate that issue in a future relationship.
My mom has a really close friend that's a personal trainer, and I've heard from him and other people that it's like some of the women can get a little aggressive. Like, they feel, some women can feel a sense of entitlement since they are paying you for your time. So I can totally see, like, normally I would be skeptical and be like, oh, he's just telling you that to make you feel better. But it's one of the few situations where I feel like men can really empathize with what women typically go through in terms of like having to fight off unwanted advances.
Oh, for sure. It's funny you say that, because sometimes, and I guess I've never really thought of it that way, but I wonder if she thought of me that way. Like, I'm a very low key kind of person. Like, I don't start a bunch of stuff. Like, I'm not going to do that. But I wonder if she viewed me as, oh, she's just trying to get after my man kind of thing. And I wonder if that's why she's like, no, she's got to go.
Yeah, because heaven forbid he also be a part of the quote unquote problem.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of why I kind of left it at that, too, because I was like, yeah, it's me, but I'm not 100% sure it's going to be just me that he's trying to meet up with after hours and that kind of thing. So I'm not convinced that I will be the last person he does this with.
Wait, so there are other women in the picture?
I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but there are a lot of women at that gym. And I would not be surprised if I heard that, honestly.
It almost makes you empathize with her a little bit. I'm assuming since he works at a fitness place, he's probably very physically attractive. And then you're just surrounded by other really active and physically fit and beautiful women. I would never say she was in the right for kicking you out of the gym, but I also kind of feel for her in the sense that, like, yeah, I might get a little possessive too.
Right. I think so too. I mean, granted, like you said, he was cute. Like, I mean, and he taught the class. And, you know, when you are working out with somebody as frequently as we did, like, I mean, an hour, 3-4 times a week for a year, you start to become close and you start talking about other stuff. And then, you know, oh, what are you doing this weekend? It kind of becomes that thing. And so I don't blame her in the aspect of, okay, I need to secure my family life, especially if she knew she was pregnant and that kind of thing. And I don't blame her, but I also don't think they thought of it from my perspective either, of like, oh, well, she's gonna have to find a new gym and that kind of stuff. I don't think they cared about it at that time, but it is what it is, honestly.
Yeah, they just threw money at the problem and thought, then we'll never have to see her again.
Right, which is crazy when you think about having a baby coming into the picture. You don't need that $1,000. It's okay, sure.
$1,000 is like groceries.
Exactly, and you didn't need that? Well, all right, I'll take it then.
So how is your new situationship going? How long have you been talking to this other personal trainer? You clearly have a tie.
Clearly. It's going well. I am still dating him as well as other people, just because I don't know, I feel like dating is just a shit show, to say the least. But it's going well. I think he's a little busy, which is also something that is like a trigger for me now. I'm like, oh, you're busy, does that mean you have somebody else on the side? But he's been like, I can make time for you kind of thing. So I like that. I'm willing to see where that goes.
He's a smooth talker.
Yeah.
Final words of advice. You have any words of wisdom for people in like a situationship where maybe the guy they're talking to is a little busy? Like, what do you tell yourself in that moment when you're trying not to be like, what's he doing? What's he doing? How do you kind of bring yourself back to earth?
Gosh, at least for now, what I've been trying to tell myself is, for one, I try and find other things for myself to do. Like, I can't let this guy be my whole life, because then I just end up having anxiety about it and just doing this circle of, oh, what is he doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Like that kind of thing. So I'm finding other hobbies to busy myself so that this isn't the center of my life. But I also heard somebody say something that I kind of have lived by too, which is like, as women, we can kind of put guys on a pedestal. So this woman told me, okay, so find something about the guy that you find unattractive. It could be that their nose is slightly crooked, or that their hair is always greasy, something small, and kind of remember that. So it kind of knocks them down a peg and it doesn't make them seem as prolific as we typically make men seem.
Yeah. And it reminds you that they're actually human and probably a gross man child at their worst. I mean, men are great too. Don't want to hate on them too much, but it's funny how we can build people up in our heads and then we see them in that moment of humanity. We go, ah, yes, I built you up to just be somebody that you're absolutely not. And you realize maybe you've fallen for the idea of them rather than the reality. Thanks for coming on and sharing this very crazy situationship story. I think it's like a really fun, different take. Normally, I've had a lot of serious episodes on recently, so it's nice to just get to like laugh about this horrible gym experience.
Well, I'm glad I can make some people laugh about what's happened to me.
Don't forget, if you're interested in attending a breakup breakdown brunch where we'll get to have some good breakfast food, make some cocktails, and even spill a little of the tea that I can't put on the podcast, be sure to fill out that interest form. It's in the episode description. And as always, I'll see you on Thursday for another bonus episode and whenever you decide to tune in next.